This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Becky. I just had to tell you, I'm driving and I heard your radio commercial, and as soon as I heard your voice start talking, it just made me smile. I just started grinning. Really made me feel good. Thanks for being who you are, Mark. You're the best. Hope I see you soon. Bye-bye.
I love Becky Baker. She was Keith Berry's assistant when we were at Coldwell Banker on State Street. And then he rented his own offices on the Upper Village, Montecito, out of his own pocket. And he had bought one of these cool condos, like right below East Valley Road there. And he could walk, but he probably took his Cadillac Escalade. And then her son, Dusty Baker, was there in the office as an assistant, and then he's just doing great guns really well at Sotheby's, so couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Of course, we lost Keith Berry. All right, show's over. Thanks for tuning in. I forgot where I was. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, George Murdoch. Tubular George has been a sponsor of mine for a long time, and he comes on twice a year, spring and winter. We talk about winter. We'll talk about chimney and fireplaces. Of course, he does the whole Magilla, whole house fans, solar tubes, attic fans, and he's a sponsor. So please consider calling them. Tell them you listen to the program. We'll give out the number and his website. Be on segment two. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment. First, I want to give you the number of pendings and the median price. Always gave you the number of pendings each week, but for the last 35 weeks, I've included the median price. And for the first time, year to date, we were stuck at $2,250,000 for the longest time, and it now has dropped to $2,227,000. If you look at, you know, the first 6 months and second 6 months of, well, I have 2022 and 2023 in front of me, generally the second 6 months, median price has gone down of late. Can't say many years past. So the first 6 months of 2024, it was $2,275,000. And now we were at $2,250,000 for the longest time, but now $2,227,000 because we had, a fair number of lower sales the last couple of weeks on the median price of the closed listings. In terms of the number of sales, we're still above 15.26, which is 13.5% higher than the year-to-date sales from last year, but last year was 24% fewer than 2022, so it's not saying much. We also have more inventory. Going back to 2020, net number of listings was 184, today 195. But it went down much lower after 2021. It was 109, 119, last year 154. So now this year, 195 listings active on the market, not in escrow. And the median price happens to be $3.9 million, and I happened to look last year at this time, and it was $4.1 million. That's the median price for the net number of listings. In other words, what's active, not in escrow for you. But getting back to the pending, 57, Hines 57. We've had 57 pendings. This is the third week in a row. Week before that, it was 69, but that was an anomaly. And then it was 55, 55, 57, 58, 57. Geez, 57 is a number. 58. But the median price, now $1.8 million. Last 2 weeks, it was $1.9 million, and it was $2 million, $2 million, $2.2 million, $2 million. So that has dropped, and then year-to-date sales have dropped accordingly, so no surprise there. I don't believe prices are going down. I believe what's selling has gone down. So that's the year-to-date number of sales, single family. For some reason, this time last year, I went back to 2015. For example, in 2015, we had 1,037 sales year-to-date. That's for the 49th week of the year, for the week ending December 6, 2024. I just get so choked up about this stuff and lose my voice. 1,037 sales for the first 49 weeks in 2015. Median price was $1,135,000. In 2005, there were 999 sales for the first 49 weeks. Median price $1,270,000. And then in 2006 and 7, there were 842 sales, 833 sales. Median price $1,260,000 in 2007. And then, you know, 2009, 10, 11, 12, the doldrum years, median prices were in the eights. In 2015, it jumped up to $1,135,000. And today it's $2,227,000. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk it? But it's been, for the last 3 years, been about the same. Last year, $2,225,000. 2022, $2,214,000. So median price a little bit stable there. And what else is new? I used to have a clock in front of me. Oh, there it is. Is that all I wanted to tell you? The pending, the inventory, and the sales. 748 sales. Last year, 659 sales, again, for the first 49 weeks of the year. And then 869 sales. 2018, 983 sales. That was a big drop from the year before, 1,088, and then a bounce back, 1,034. But 2018 was the debris flow Thomas Fire year. That was tragic, very tragic. Well, those are the year-to-date stats for the 49th week of the year, for the week ending December 6th, 2024. I forgot to mention that December 5th was when Prohibition ends. I don't know why bars and liquor stores don't celebrate that. They could celebrate January 16th, 1920, when it started, ended December 5th, 1933. Let's see. Agent... Well, I'll end with this, and then we'll take a commercial break, come back with my guest, who will tell you why you want to maybe convert your fireplace to a gas insert, some discounts, some tax incentives going on. But we've heard that JFK wants Americans to get healthy again, and one thing I heard on the coming on January 20th, the new administration, is that the he wants to change the five-second rule to 3 seconds. So, if you know what the five-second rule is, that's funny. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, George Murdoch from Tubular George. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.